apuryamanam achala pratishtam. From the Bhagavad Gita, it is said that an ocean, because of its depth and its width and the quantity of water it contains, whether the rivers that flow in are miles wide, like the rainy season, or whether they're little trickles, like the summer season, doesn't affect the ocean. Because the ocean's own depth is so much, it's not fazed by what comes in or out of it. But a small pond, is highly affected by anything coming in and out of it because of its shallowness. In the same way, when from within ourselves we are experiencing deep contentment, when we are finding real fulfillment, then we observe and deal with what's coming in and out of our senses, our mind, and the world around us. But it doesn't have the capacity to really disturb us. And the Gita teaches that the deepest, most profound experience of contentment is prema, or love. Why is that? This is the subject of the bhakti tradition. Why is it that the greatest fulfillment and the deepest need of every heart is to love and to be loved? If you have everything else without that, there's no real fulfillment, no content. And if you have that, whatever you have or don't have doesn't really make that much difference. Because that is our nature. That is our inherent, intrinsic, eternal nature. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Satya Kabunoi Saravanadi Sudhichiti Kodiya Yudha. That this eternal, unlimited, pure, selfless love is the very quality of our living force, our true self, the soul. And trying to find happiness without tasting that is like a fish trying to find happiness on the sand of the seashore. You can give, if it's a male fish, let us take that example, you can give the male fish the most beautiful female fish in all the five oceans. Miss Ocean. You can give that fish diamond necklaces and golden setting around it. You could give that fish fame and power, and you can give him deeds to vast properties. But as long as you could give the fish every one of his finest foods, but as long as he's flapping on the sand, he cannot be happy. Why? Because it's not his nature. And similarly, every living being, Mamaivam so jiva loke jiva bhutana. Every living being is a part of God. We are all spiritual. To love God, to feel God's love, to feel the inherent ecstasy of that love within ourselves. It's our nature. And however much money, however much power, however much sensory pleasures we may attain in this world, as long as we're flapping in the sand of this illusion, forgetting who we really are and what we really, really need, there cannot be fulfillment. Contentment. The great gurus of bhakti have taught us that the first principle and characteristic that we should have to actually progress is simplicity. To have a simple heart. Simple doesn't mean to be foolish or naive. Simple doesn't mean necessarily to be poor. Simple means to be content with what's really meaningful and valuable in life. And we deal with the rest of the stuff. We see it in its proper perspective. This age of Kali, people are so quarrelsome over things that don't mean anything. For a self-realized person, or a person who's actually in that ocean of inner satisfaction and contentment, when they see people fighting over money and fighting over prestige and fighting over property and fighting over nations and husbands and wives fighting and brothers and sisters and brothers and brothers and sisters fighting and different races fighting and different religions fighting and nations declaring war on each other. To those with inner contentment, really, it's like an adult looking at foolish children fighting over useless toys. That's all. It can never amount to anything beyond that. But yet we take it so seriously. Why do we take it so seriously? Because of that void, that vacuum within ourselves. We need to get stuff to fill that vacuum. I believe it was Gandhi who said, all the resources of the entire planet Earth can never satisfy one person who is greedy. So if all the resources of the entire planet cannot give satisfaction or fulfillment to one greedy person, what happens when billions of people are greedy and they're all fighting over the same stuff? The world is not actually facing an environmental problem. It's facing a spiritual problem. And the byproduct of that spiritual problem is environmental disasters, crime, frustrations, addictions, depressions. Yoga teaches us how to actually address and understand what the real problem is and what the real solution is. The solution is to learn how to be simple. How to be simple. My guru, Srila Prabhupada, used to say, all you need is a little prasad, a little place to sleep, and God's names, and some nice people to chant with, and you could be happy forever. You don't need anything else. If you're a millionaire, if you're a billionaire, and you're happy with those simple things, you'll be happy as a billionaire. And if you don't have anything, if you're happy with those things, you'll be just as happy as the billionaire. Because it's not the billions that make you happy, it's the simple heart that makes you happy. And if we work and perform our duties in this world with that simple heart, this is the basis of what Gita is about. To perform our duty with detachment. Detachment isn't about, I want it, but I'm not going to do it. I mean, that's, sometimes you have to do that. As a Swami, I know about those things. But actual detachment is, we perform our duty for a higher purpose, for a higher cause. And what is that higher cause? To be an instrument of that love, of that contentment, Krishna's grace that we find within ourselves. There's a little story I'll end with. It's from the 8th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. There was a king named Bali, and he conquered a large portion of the universe. And the devas, they were helpless because he was so much stronger than them. And his armed forces totally conquered them. So there was nothing they could do except cry, cry, cry. So when a child cries, who suffers the most? The mother. That's what Sindhutai was telling. She read the journey home that I wrote and she called me. And she said, the whole time I read your book, I was just meditating on how your mother was suffering. And she said, I felt so much your mother's heart that as I was reading, I was identifying so much with your mother that you became my child. So she called to see how I was. I never talked to her in my life. I talked about her, but I never... So the mother of the devas, Aditi, she was so brokenhearted. Her children lost everything. And they were really good people. So she performed a beautiful offering of devotion under the guidance of her guru to the Supreme Lord. And the Supreme Lord appeared to her because of her motherly love and devotion to her children and her deep devotion. And she was really crying out for shelter. She was chanting God's name. She was worshiping Krishna. So many ways just to get the Lord's grace, The Lord appeared to her and said, I will become your child because I'm so attracted to your motherly love. Even I'm going to be a child. I'm going to be the brother of all your other children. And I will make all arrangements. So the Lord, Vishnu, became her son. And his name was Vamana. How many of you have heard of Vamana? He was born. He was so beautiful, but he was a dwarf. That means very small size. And he grew up practically instantly. Because God doesn't have to go through, you know, losing his teeth and fairy godmothers and all that stuff. He just grew up. And he went to Bali Maharaj. And Bali Maharaj was, even though he was very powerful, he was in his own way very religious. And he was performing a particular yajna or puja, very big size one, to satisfy the Lord, to get powers. And little Lamana Dev came and asked him, or Bali said, because you came at this time, I'll give you anything you want. And Vamana Dev said, just give me 3 steps of land. Bali was insulted. There's a saying, if you go to somebody big, you should ask for something big. You know, if you go to a multi-billionaire and ask him for 50 cents, it's like, why are you approaching me? So Bali said, I own practically the whole universe. I could give you mansions. I could give you countries. I could give you planets. I could give you anything you want. Why only 3 steps of land? And your steps are so tiny. You're a dwarf. And it's a long story, but I'm going to end right here. Vamana Dev said, because I'm content within myself, I'm happy. Within myself, I don't need anything from you or anyone else. I'm content with 3 steps of land. That's all I need. I don't even need that. But you have conquered the worlds. But because you haven't found yourself, you're still not content. Thank you, Barry.